Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. coalition has advice for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khaled al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Pro-government and rebel groups in Yemen have accused each other of breaking the UN-mediated ceasefire. Henry Ridgewell reports.
There were reports of Saudi-led airstrikes Wednesday in the capital Sana'a and ground fighting in the southern city of Taiz. Both sides blamed each other for breaking the ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday at the start of peace talks in Switzerland, UN Special Envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, appealed for compromise. He said Yemen is being eaten up by fire from all sides. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the nation's capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of its autonomy. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.